The federal government has issued a report card on state child welfare programs, and the grades are not good. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on a 3-year survey of state child and family service programs.
Judge Robin Nash sits in a Georgia courtroom every day and watches participants in the child welfare system pass before his bench. He sees kids who have been physically abused, neglected, starved. It's the same litany year after year. He says just spending a day in his courtroom can show a bystander how bad things are. And he expected these national survey results to be sobering, but
I never thought it was going to be this bad that no single state would pass.
The federal government laid out 14 standards to measure state child welfare programs. Half of those standards address child safety with questions like, do children have permanency and stability in their living situations? On that last question, every state failed. In fact, 16 states failed all of the child safety standards. Not one state passed all 7.
I'm not really surprised, because we set a very high bar in terms of what we were looking for.
Dr. Wade Horn is Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services. He oversaw the reviews.
What we need to do and what we are doing is focusing on the uniqueness of each state and trying to work with them in partnership to improve their child welfare systems.
He says this survey provides a baseline for every state. Those that failed, all 50 of them, have to come up with what's known as a program improvement plan. Every 2 years, the states will get surveyed again. And if a state does not improve, it could lose some of the federal funding for its child welfare program.
Our hope is that we will never implement financial penalties. The requirement under our regulations is that states not have a perfect performance the next time we review them, but they show progress.
In fact, says Horn, he'd like to see Congress provide more federal money for state child welfare programs. Earl Stook is vice president of the Child Welfare League of America. He fears that without more federal money, the goals that this report lays out will be unattainable.
In effect, the federal government has created an unfunded mandate and shifted a lot of costs for the child welfare system to states.
States, he says, that are already struggling financially. For Cynthia Woodside, this report provides an opportunity. She's with the National Association of Social Workers.
The key part of these reviews is that the states themselves have been forced to take a long, hard look at how their systems work and how their systems don't work. So I think that's very valuable in and of itself, and it has led to states looking at their systems in a different way.
For example, states are now forced to measure whether they respond quickly to child abuse complaints and how many children die in their care each year. She says after decades of hand-wringing, these measurements could provide the opportunity for real, measurable improvement across the country.
States have tried to do it piecemeal, and if you fix one part of the system, you know, it's kind of like the balloon. You know, you squeeze on one part and it puffs out somewhere else, and that doesn't work.
She says state and federal governments will have to work together to find a multifaceted approach to fixing the problems. Doing so will keep more children safe, and it will keep them alive. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.